WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. Topping our report this hour, it appears Israel has launched a retaliatory strike against Iran tonight. U.S. officials confirmed the attack and explosions are being heard in an Iranian city. It is unconfirmed if the strikes are targeting Iran's top nuclear site. Fox News reports Israeli officials say it is a limited strike. This would be the first time Israel launched a direct missile attack towards Iran. Israel did vow to respond to Iran's own retaliatory attack earlier this week, and there are also reports on social media of fighter jet activity over Syria. New Jersey will get a portion of the congestion toll as a way to combat possible pollution from the MTA's plan, but New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer, who's been fighting to stop the congestion toll, says
this, hey, we'll toss you a buck on the side to take care of you, Jersey, is not acceptable to me.
New Jersey does have a federal lawsuit to block the plan. A judge isn't expected to make a decision on the suit until early June. Congestion pricing is set to start charging most drivers $15 to enter Manhattan below 60th Street in mid-June. A boil water advisory is in effect for all of Highlands, plus locations north of Shrewsbury Way and Seabright, and east of the intersection of Washington Lane and Hartshorne Road in Middletown Township. Residents are advised to bring tap water to a rolling boil for 1 minute. Allow it to cool before you use it. And a Clifton man is facing felony charges for allegedly luring children for sex acts using a mobile message app. Sarah Lee Kessler with more.
41-year-old Brian Stewart is charged with attempted aggravated sex assault and attempted endangering the welfare of a child, on top of luring counts. Morris County Prosecutor Robert Carroll says Stewart, who used the name Brian Bing Brian, engaged in sexual communication with two kids on Kick Messenger last month, making plans to meet them for sex in Boonton Township. The investigation continues.
NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will the weekend be a washout or an outdoor paradise? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5, it's 11:04. Here's fast traffic.
Well, some better news in Toms River. 37 westbound, the emergency work cleared between Oak Ridge Parkway and Lakehurst Road, but there is still that project on 571 eastbound between Whitesville Road and Leawood Avenue. Right lane closed for utility work till further notice. Now moving into Monmouth County and work on the Parkway southbound express lanes by 109. You've got work on the turnpike with the northbound car lanes and southbound truck lanes closed. And delays on the westbound Pennsylvania extension with construction approaching 130 in Florence. Your delays almost back to 295. Tacony-Palmyra Bridge with a bridge lift. The Betsy works a little bit better. And you've got slight delays on the westbound Atlantic City Expressway due to construction work between exit 31 and exit 33. You got the right lane out. Kings Highway closed in Cherry Hill. Crash investigation between Chapel Avenue and Route 38 both ways. And the Outer Bridge crossing has a right lane stall leaving New Jersey. Right lane construction coming into New Jersey. The lower deck is closed, leaving the Garden State at the George Washington Bridge. And delays continue on 280 westbound Stickle Bridge out to exit 13 in Newark. It's road work. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report 11:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
Domensky and Doyle.
On any given day in New Jersey, where are the bad smells and where are the good smells?
Entertain Jersey weekdays from 2 to 7.
Good smells on the boardwalk. Bad smells 195 at 295.
New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, mostly cloudy overnight with spotty drizzle. Lows will be in the low to mid 40s. Now as we head through Friday, it'll be a mostly cloudy sky. There can be a shower in some spots late in the day. Most of the day on Friday is going to be dry. Highs will be in the mid to upper 50s, but there will be some showers moving through Friday night. Lows will be in the mid to upper 40s. And then for Saturday, intervals of clouds and sun, it will turn breezy. Most areas will stay dry, but there could be a couple of showers early at the shore. Highs will be in the mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Union 49, Long Branch 46, and Vineland 45. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey.